Lie detectors are already used by the insurance industry to combat fraud. Now the government wants 15 local councils to do the same when assessing claims for benefit payments. A trial scheme has already proved successful, and the government thinks it could save $60 million a year by using it more widely. The system analyses speech patterns over the phone, picking up tiny voice tremors as claimants answer a series of questions. This can then be used, along with other factors, to assess how stressed the caller is and whether their claim needs further investigation. James Plaskett is the Work and Pensions Minister.
The operators that we train to run this have got the printouts from the system on their screen, but they're also listening for audible clues of phrases or hesitation, perhaps, when they're thinking about how to answer a question. So you've got multiple indicators working for you, and if there are enough of them, it suggests that that call is risky.
In the pilot scheme, about 3 in every 100 calls were flagged up. The claims involved then went through more rigorous checks before being authorised. Critics say lie detectors do not work, and genuine claimants, particularly those with a poor grasp of English, could be put off from applying for benefits. However, other language versions, such as one in Gujarati, are planned, and the government says it will use any technology it can to catch the tiny minority of fraudsters who cost the taxpayer millions of dollars a year.